Nivate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali, text number 24. Idam mamachakswa tavadhi mulang vasundhare yena vikarsitasi kalina va te balinam baliyasa surartitam king pritam amba sobhagam idam mamak chakswa vadimolam vasundhare yena vikarsitasi kalena vate valinam baliyasa sarartitam king pritam amba sobhagam idam mamak chasva tavari mulam vasundhare yena vikarsitasi kalena vate valinam baliyasa sarartitam king pritam amba sobhagam idam mamachakshva tavadi mulam vasundhare yena vikarsitasi kalena vate valinang biliyasa sarachitam kinvartitam ambasobhagam. Vasundhare yena vikarsitasi kalena vate valinam baliyasa sarartitam him ritam ambasavagam idham vachaksvavishnavala. Matajis. Idam, this, mama, unto me, achukshva, kindly inform, tava, your, ahimulam, the root cause of your tribulations, vasundhare, O reservoir of all riches, yena, by which Vikarsita Asi reduced to much weakness, Kalina, by the influence of time, Va, or Te, your Balinam, very powerful, Baliyasa, more powerful, Sura Architam, adored by the demigods, Kim, weather, Fritam, taken away, Amba, mother, Sabagam, fortune. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Mother, you are the reservoir of all riches. Please inform me of the root cause of your tribulations by which you have been reduced to such a weak state. I think that the powerful influence of time, which conquers the most powerful, might have forcibly taken away your fortune, which was adored even by the demigods. Purport. By the grace of the Lord, each and every planet is created fully equipped. So not only in this earth, not only is this earth fully equipped with all the riches for the maintenance of its inhabitants, but also when the Lord descends on the earth, the whole earth becomes so enriched with all kinds of opulences that even the denizens of heaven worship it with all affection. But by the will of the Lord, the whole earth can at once be changed. He can do and undo a thing by His sweet will. Therefore, no one should consider himself to be self-sufficient or independent of the Lord. Om Gyanatama Nandasya Gyanantana Salakaya Chakshrim Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Mukram Kurtava Chalang Pungam Lung Hayate Gurim Yet Kripa Talaham Vande Shigurum Dinataranam Vanchakapatyubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Narada Muni says, Mahadbir Bhakti Nishtaishta Nashvari Neti Manyate. Devotees of the Lord do not think that the services they do are actions under their own control. This statement here in the last sentence, Krishna or Srila Prabhupada says, therefore no one should consider himself to be self-sufficient or independent of the Lord. we're completely dependent on the mercy of Krishna. And a devotee always feels that. Therefore, he doesn't become proud. He's very humble. So important. Of course, to have humility in the age of Kali, it's a big challenge. Yeah? As it is said, the pauper is proud of his penny. Any little ability we have, we become proud of it. But we should understand that actually it's by the mercy of Krishna that we have any success. And here, in the first sentence, the Prabhupada makes a nice statement here. By the grace of the Lord, each and every planet is created fully equipped. So many wonderful things are given to us by Krishna. Yeah. Just like we are so dependent on water. Water is medicine. Right? These doctors say that one should drink between 6 and 8 cups a day. Flushes out the body. And we get water from rain. It's actually very mystical. Of course, here in LA, we don't get so much rain. But I just came from Europe and get a lot of rain. And you see these dark clouds coming. Krishna clouds. But no water is falling. You know there's a lot of water in there. Dark clouds. No water is falling. And then at one point, Krishna just turns the tap. And then deluge of water. And it doesn't come down all at once. Gradually comes down. It's amazing. So much water is in the cloud and it's just floating. It's just floating. Then Krishna turns it on and the water comes out. What happened to gravity? Right? Like tons of water is in the clouds. It's not falling. Why is it not falling? Krishna's mystic abilities, right? So he turns the tap, comes down. If it were to stop raining, everything would die on this planet. And actually that's what happens towards the end. There's no rain. Everything dries up, right? We get water from the ground also. I just came from Hungary. We have a nice eco-village there. And all the householders have their own well. Their own personal well. It's nice water. Yeah. Krishna's amazing. You get water from the ground, water from the sky, and water from trees. Coconut. Right? Palm trees. You know, the coconut, I was just looking, it's a seed. Actually, it's probably the biggest seed. It's a seed. You don't just stick it in the ground, though. You got to let it sprout. There's this whole system. You got to let it sprout. You know, some roots come out of the coconut. And then you put it in the ground. You water it. And between 6 and 8 years, it's big enough for coconuts to come out. But it's amazing. You know? The water comes to the roots, up the tree. Then you have these coconuts coming out of the tree. And it's not just water. It's sweet water. Where's the sugar come from? It's like the best water in the world. We're going to have some during the Jagannath Rath Yatra, right? They sell those. So nice, isn't it? Just thinking about them. Is there anybody having any coconut water here? It's so nice. Coming from the ground, through the roots, all the way up the tree. Packaged coconut. Yeah. It's fascinating. So Krishna's given us so much. Now it's summertime. We get so many nice fruits. Right? Cherries and peaches. And mangoes. When I joined the temple in Miami, we had 80 mango trees. And they were good. I mean, sometimes you get a mango and they're like, eh, yeah. Not so good, but these were all so good. We had mango pie, mango cake, mango lassi, mango chutney. We had mango coming out our ears, and it was so So good. So, and we have so many nice fruits. In Malaysia, they have a fruit called mangostine. Anybody here ever eat mangostine? Mangostine is a fruit about this big. It's purple. And the skin is about that thick. It's very thick. And the inside, it's like a tangerine. It's white. And it tastes so good. You wouldn't believe it. It's my favorite fruit. Better than mango. It's so good. So there's so many fruits we don't even know about, you know, that Krishna's creating. And vegetables, so many nice vegetables. So Krishna's creating everything that we need for our maintenance. You know, the kindness of Krishna. Yeah. So here in this verse, it's also stated here, Mother, you are the reservoir of all riches. Please inform me of the root cause of your tribulations by which you have been reduced to such a weak state. So it's being asked, what is the cause of your tribulation? Why are you suffering? So a devotee knows that whatever suffering is coming upon him is due to his own past activities. What's the verse? Who knows the verse? Tattena kampam susamiksamano bunjane vatmikritam vipakam ridvagpurvivadidham namaste jiveti o mukti pade sadoyabhak. Prabhupada said this verse is the guide for all devotees. So important. So Lord Brahma says, always seeking your compassion and thus tolerating all adversaries, all difficulties, is being due to his own past activities and always serving you with his mind, body, and words, such a devotee is eligible to inherit the kingdom of God. There's one interesting pastime of Prabhupada. In Canada, he was preaching. This is maybe 69, 70, something way back. Early part of our movement. So Prabhupada was preaching at one program. And one Indian stood up and started criticizing. Why are you bringing this Vedic knowledge to America? Of course, North America. Why? Why? We have Christianity here. Why are you coming here and you're imposing this upon the Christians here? And devotees were like, they were like completely, they just wanted to just throw the guy out. He was criticizing, on and on. So afterwards, the devotees said, Prabhupada, that was terrible. Why did he do that? Because he had actually been friendly with the devotees. But at the public program, he just went off like this, criticizing Prabhupada. And what did Prabhupada say? How did he respond? I must have offended him in my past life. So Prabhupada, he's humble. And we have to be tolerant. Prabhupada wrote two sannyasis, if you're not tolerant and you're not humble, you're not going to be able to preach Krishna consciousness. So it's so important. And because of lack of tolerance, even wars have taken place. It's like Hitler. Why was there the World War II? Because he couldn't tolerate that England had so much business and they couldn't tap into it. Britain was just like monopolizing the business throughout the world practically. And Germany couldn't tap into it. So Hitler just said, well, let's just do away with them. And actually, he did. Britain used to be called the United Kingdom. But after the World War II, it was just the island again. They were finished. But of course, Germany was also finished. But it was all because of intolerance. Couldn't tolerate the success of England. and so much divorce throughout the world, millions of divorces because of intolerance. Intolerance. Mm-hmm. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it stated, Tikshava Kurunika Surda Sarvati Ajata Satvata Shanda Sarva Sadhu. This is the symptom of a Vaishnava. First one, tolerance. Gotta tolerate. It's not easy. Kali Yuga. Kala Kalir Balina Indviya Vairi Raga. Sri Bhakti Marga Yakantaka Koti Rudha. Prabhupadananda Sarasvati, he says, and in this age of Kali, the enemy of the senses and the mind are very powerful. And in this age, the path of bhakti is spiked by millions of thorny obstacles. And he goes on to say, therefore, my dear Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you're not merciful to me, what will I do? Where will I go? So we have to get the mercy of the Lord so that we can overcome all the obstacles, so many obstacles in this age of Kali. And one of them, intolerance. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he says, Machchita sarva durgani mat prasada trishasi atata changa hankaram na shoshasi vanakshasi. Krishna says, if you become conscious of me, you'll cross over all the obstacles, millions of them. If, however, you act out of false ego and you don't hear me, then you'll be lost. And Prabhupada says in the first canto that this process is very simple, but the application is difficult. It's a very simple process. Chant Hare Krishna. Take prasadam. Serve Krishna. Bolo Krishna. Bhaja Krishna. Kora Krishna. Shiksha. It's a simple process. But to put it in application, even actually it's not that difficult to do that for a short time. But for the long run, that's difficult. Therefore we see so many people come, so many people go. Prabhupada said, don't be surprised about those who leave. Be surprised about those who stay. Because Maya is so powerful. So many obstacles. And what is the main obstacle? The mind. The mind preaches so much. So therefore we have to hear. As Lord Kapila Devi says, for a long time, who knows when Lord Kapila Dev appeared? Anybody know what age? Satyuga, wasn't it? And people lived for a long time back then. So Lord Kapila Dev, he said, you have to hear and chant for a long time. This is Kali Yuga. We don't have so much time. So we have to really, really, really utilize our time properly. And that's mentioned here in this verse. I think that it is the powerful influence of time which has conquered the most powerful. So this time is so powerful. Everything is destroyed, everything material, that is destroyed by the influence of time. This planet is destroyed. Therefore Krishna says, time I am, the destroyer of the worlds. Time is so powerful. Destroys everything except for the soul, except for spirit. You can't destroy spirit, just matter. And so often Prabhupada would say, don't waste time. And he would quote this Chanaka Pandit, you can't buy back 1 second, 1 moment of time with all the wealth in the world, so valuable. But now, one of the big obstacles now is distraction. Oh, we have all these gadgets. I remember when I joined the movement, back in the 70s, if someone had one of these cassette players, these what do they call it? Four-track cassette players or something? Yeah, Walkman. That was like opulence. If one Brahmachari had one of these tape players, and now everybody has computers and iPhones and you know, the iPads, and you got everything. And there's so much distraction there. And you have the whole world right there in your hand. You got the whole world in your hand. Right? Because you got the internet. So much Maya is right there. And so many devotees have become bewildered because all that Maya right there available. So one has to be so strict. You know, you've got to watch out where our fingers press, you know, what buttons we press, because there's an ocean of Maya there. And devotees are getting bewildered. So we have to be so careful. Not waste time. Prabhupada said the best time or the best way to utilize our time is to hear and chant. And who was the best at hearing and chanting? Prabhupada. Well, of course, in Shastra it says Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. But Prabhupada was so expert, you know, just constantly hearing and chanting. There was one devotee that was the best at all nine of them. Who was that? Ambarish Maharaj. So Prabhupada would be in that category as well. He was so expert utilizing his time every moment preaching. There's one interesting pastime I heard recently. Prabhupada, he was in Mauritius and he was preaching. Prabhupada went to so many places around the world preaching. So he was in this temple, Mauritius. And he went outside his room. And there was one devotee there. And he asked the devotee, can you get me some water? And the devotee was so happy to hear that he could do some service for Prabhupada. Yes, Prabhupada, yes. Immediately I'll get you some water, Prabhupada. He was so happy. So he went running. And the temple president was on the veranda of another building. And he saw this devotee running. He said, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm going to get some water for Prabhupada. He said, no, no, you can't. You're too fallen. So the devotee felt a little discouraged. And then Prabhupada came out. He said, yes. Hey, what's going on? The president said, Prabhupada, this devotee that's getting water for you, he's too fallen. He comes, and then he goes. He comes, does his service, and he goes, and he comes, and he goes. He's too fallen, Prabhupada. He can't do personal service for you. Prabhupada said, this movement is made up of fallen souls. You too. And then the president said, oh. And then the devotee was asked to get the water. He enthusiastically again, he went to get the water for Prabhupada. So that's what this movement is made up of. Fallen souls. But we can become devotees again by this process. It's a very powerful process. Just think there was one bhakta, one temple in Boston. This bhakta was, you could say, spaced out. It would take him 8 hours to chant his rounds. And after that, he would just lay out on the hallway. That was his service. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't do anything but chant his rounds in 8 hours. So the temple president wrote Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this is the situation with this bhakta. He takes him 8 hours to chant his rounds, and after that he just lays out on the hallway. He doesn't do anything else. What should we do? Prabhupada said it's very easy to send someone away. But it takes some austerity to make someone a devotee. Work with him. Work with him. Maybe he'll become a good devotee. You know? Be patient, you know? Tolerant. Try to make him a good devotee. That was Kusakrata, who translated so many books from Sanskrit into English. Still devotees are hearing this. So anybody can become a devotee. You know? It's just a question of sincerity. We also can become devotees. Sometimes I wonder, how is it possible that I'll ever become a devotee? Now I'm just pretending. I'm acting like I'm a devotee. I'm not a devotee. I'm trying to be. But to be a devotee, whew, very difficult. Because the devotee, he has no material motivation. He just wants to please Krishna. Just wants to serve Krishna. Uninterrupted. Savai pung sang paro dharmo yato bhakti yadosti. Haiti kyapati yata yama supasiti. Very difficult. Krishna's asking for a lot. You know? Unmotivated. No motivation other than to please Krishna. We have so many material motivations when we do things. You know? Selfish motivations. But this process is very powerful. Krishna is very powerful. He can do anything. Right? He lifted Govardhan Hill. Right? That's powerful. He can do anything. Yeah. So, time, if we utilize our time properly, then Krishna will help us. He will help us to become sincere Vaishnavas. And there's the one nice statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Ayot Harati Vaipungsang Udyan Astang Chayanas Tasharte Yakshananit Uttama Shloka Vartya. That for every rising and setting of the sun, a day is lost, except for that person who utilizes their time in glorifying the all good personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So we're so fortunate that we have a proper way to utilize our time. And we have so many ways to utilize our time. Prabhupada said, you have time. If you have a spare time, then read. Chant Hare Krishna. If you have spare time. Don't waste this valuable time. There was one story of a person. This is unusual. I'm bringing up Germany again. During the war, there was one Jewish, or no, actually one. There was one Nazi who had a business, and he was buying the Jews, and they were working for him. But he wouldn't hurt them. Other Nazis would also, they would buy the Jews, and they would have them work for them, but sometimes they would kill them, or torture them or something. But there was this one Nazi who wouldn't harm the Jews. And the word got out. So they all wanted to be with him because Jews were being tortured. So his compassion increased so much so that he was buying Jews, Jewish people, just to save them from being killed. I forgot. Anybody remember his name? Schindler's List. He had a list. Schindler's List. There's a whole movie about him. Anybody remember how many people? There's like hundreds of people on the list. He would save these people. And what's interesting, at the end of the movie, he's lamenting. I could have saved more. I could have saved more. And he's lamenting. I could have saved more. I'm such a rascal. I could have saved more. So at the end of our life, also, we shouldn't be thinking, I could have saved more, I could have distributed more books. We have an opportunity now to do so much service. So we shouldn't be like Schindler. Oh, why did I waste so much time? I could have done so much more service. We have an opportunity now to do so much service. So we shouldn't waste time. utilize it properly, you know? Do as much as we can. And Krishna sees it. All this service that we're doing, Krishna, he sees it. And it's like every morning in Savasarbhu, he reads the book scores. You know? So at the end of this life, Krishna's going to see that book score. Oh, nice score. Nice book score. He sees everything, all the menial service that we're doing. Just like now we have Rath Yatra coming. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with King Prataparudra. Why? Because he was a very powerful king. But he was sweeping the street. Only bungies, you know, the sudras, only they sweep the street. But he was sweeping the street. And he was a powerful king, just like, you know, in Navadvip, they were run by the Muslims. But they couldn't do it. They couldn't take over King Prataparudra. He was so powerful. That was one of the few places in India that wasn't run by Muslims. He was so powerful. But he was sweeping the street before Lord Jagannath. And Lord Chaitanya, when he saw that he was doing this menial service, that captured the heart of Lord Chaitanya, then he gave mercy. So much mercy he gave to King Prataparudra. It's like during the kirtan, there were 7 different kirtan groups. And Lord Chaitanya was in each of the groups. And only a few devotees could see that Lord Chaitanya was in all the groups. And King Prataparudra, he was one of them. He got the mercy by doing this menial service. And we're all doing menial service. Yeah. Book distribution is a menial service. Yeah. Cleansing the temple, cooking for the Lord. Yeah. So doing this service is very, very pleasing to Krishna. And the more we do it, the more Krishna we please. So, any question or comment? Yes, Prabhu. Okay, we have a couple. Okay, we got a microphone or no? No microphone. Okay. Yeah, Prabhupada mentions in many places that the war was due to economic reasons. Of course, he didn't like the Jews as well, Hitler. You know, he thought, well, let's do both at the same time, you know, pretty much. But that was the main point. He wasn't getting business. And he did. He knocked out the British. You know? That's why the war was there with Britain. He wasn't just killing the Jews. He was attacking England. And they were attacking Germany. It turned into a whole world war. But that was the initial reason.
Thank you, Prabhu, for the wonderful class. How do we know how much service to take on without, like, overwhelming ourselves? Like, to take as much service as possible?
Yeah, sometimes devotees, they get real fired up to do service, and they don't want to say no to the president or the temple commander, and they kind of fry themselves out, burn themselves out. So we have to get a proper balance. And everybody is an individual. You know? Everybody is an individual. Some devotees can do more service. Some devotees do less. So you have to find the proper balance. Yeah. Okay. Any other question or comment? Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. In that example that you were giving about the devotee who was going to get water for Srila Prabhupada and the other devotee stopped him, it reminds me of, this is a comment, it reminds me of a conversation Prabhupada had with some devotees. It's a walking conversation in which the devotees were mentioning to Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, there are many devotees, some devotees, they stay here and sometimes they go. And now they chant Hare Krishna, and they're saying that just by chanting Hare Krishna, they're going back to Godhead. And then Srila Prabhupada says, well, we have our process, you know, following the regulative principles and not committing offenses. So he says that's applicable for people outside and people inside in the temple. So I was just appreciating the broad-mindedness and the unlimited compassion that he has, even for those people who, for whatever reason, they cannot live in a temple structure, but Prabhupada still has, you know, that vision in which, yes, if you chant Hare Krishna, if you do things properly, you're not offending and you're following the regulative principles, yes. So I just wanted to mention that. Of course, there are many other issues later on, you know, if they commit offenses and they become inimical and they criticize the temple authorities or the business or money, that's another issue. But the main thing is that Srila Prabhupada gives the opportunity to every soul to actually, you know, get purified and to go back to Godhead, just like this incident that you were mentioning about the fallen Bhakta. Prabhupada just says, yes.
Just following up on his point, I'm reading Yamuna Devi's biography right now. And last night, the point came up about they're glorifying Prabhupada's compassion in San Francisco, because they were getting so many varieties of people coming into that temple. And the story that Yamuna brings up that particularly stuck out to her was this boy named Rabbit, who had completely blown his mind out through drugs. But every day he would come and bring something to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada would accept the service rather than seeing the lack of qualification or the lack of ability. He accepted what that person was able to do with so much gratitude and so much affection. And the writer of her biography brings up that Yamuna would constantly think about these moments of Prabhupada with so much love and so much gratitude and so much deep appreciation. So just following up on his point.
Yeah, there was one householder who was living outside. He wasn't living near a temple. I mean, he was living far from the temple. So he went to Prabhupada. I think it was the Mayapur Festival or something. He said, Prabhupada, I'm not living near a temple. I'm living far from the temple. There's not any devotees around. And some devotees are criticizing me because I'm working there. I have my family. And Prabhupada made an interesting response. Prabhupada's very broad. You know. He said, wherever you're chanting 16 rounds and following the four regular principles, that is ISKCON. You're there. You're connected. You're with us. It's okay. You know, of course, it's best if you can live near the temple. And he gave the example, just like if someone wants to do business and he's at the stock market, you know, that's the best place to do business. That's where you find out the business, where the business opportunities are first. You know, the best opportunities are right there. But it's not that you can't do business in other places. So wherever one is chanting 16 rounds a day, following the four regulations, that's ISKCON. You're connected. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Which one? Oh. I read every book that has been written about Prabhupada. I read it and where it's from. I have no idea. I got this foot problem. Still got the foot problem. Thank you.